revolt against Pinthi. So Mimele, so the places that's called Shuili Babel, so there was a issue. I mean, Ezra and Nehemiah, they settled about it, so they were under control. But the became is Shaloykov Shuili Babel. So Mimele, so who remained there? Goyim. So Mimele, the same town of the same rationale for the Xere of Tumah Sohami and Chutzlorets Mamesh applies to Mikanis in Eretz Yisrael that will come Shuili Babel. But Teis Veshite in Yichud is not like that. Even though from the point of view of the rationale of the Takor of the Xere, they should be Mitami. But because, so Teis Veshite is because of Chibas Ores, the Chachomim excluded Tumah from the Mikanis Yekov Shuili Mitzrayim. Even though, from the point of view of the time, the rationale of the Tumat Gush, it should apply. That's the reason why the Rosh Yechale and Rabbi Vadim Batanore say it does apply. It's not that that there is Chas V'Sholem any diminution in the Chibus Ha'oretz. But why were the Chachamim Geizeya? Tumay. Because they were not controlled by Jews, so Mele, it's very likely every place is undetermined, and it's very likely that there is in every place is there is a mess covered. So for the same reason they should apply to me, they should gaze up to me, and the Mekanishik of Shulam Mitzrayim will come Shulam Babel, because they're also in the possession of the Goyim, since the Babel were not Kanishik. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Vadim Batanor and the Rosh say that to me Sa'amim does apply, and Teitzveh says it doesn't apply. Because even though the time of the Gzeire of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim applies, but the Chachomim excluded Eretz Yisrael from Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, even though the time applies. Why? Because of Chibas Ha'aretz. So they only excluded that which has Yishev Eretz Yisrael on account of the Nisim and Makadosh Baruch Hu. So that is Chibas Ha'aretz. So they excluded it from Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. But Tzuria does not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in the Nisim and Makadosh Baruch Hu. It has a Shem Eretz Yisrael because of the Kibush of David. And the Sanhedrin weren't even happy with what David did. True, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochich Bei Kibush, so a Shem Eretz Yisrael was Chal. But the Chibas Ha'aretz, it does not have the same Chibas Ha'aretz that the Mekeim Eishek of Shuel and Mitzrayim will look of Shuel and Bogel. So in Mele, they did not exclude Surya from the Dakone of Tumas Eretz Ha'aretz. So in Mele, this is what he said. Ach, Koshel, no one said. So he says, Du Hoche Mi Boile, Yi Habe Kim Eich Rav, Dile Art Yisrael, Kibn Shmei Kibush, Oy Dilmo, Kibn Diafro Tomei Kichutz Lorez. So the shaila is now according to the Ri. So it's not that the shaila is. Whether so he says I have kibud Eretz Yisrael kibud Yishmei kibush. Oy dilmo kibud the afrotomei. So is kichutz loretz. So the shaila is because in fact, even if we say kibush yochich mekibush, so it has a shem Eretz Yisrael. But afro is tomei, so mimele since afro is tomei, so there is a diminution in the kiyuma mitzvahs of mitzvahs boretz. There is a diminution in the kiyuma mitzvahs of mitzvahs atui boretz. So mimele. The knas amich rab lechul oretz should apply. So then the Gemara says nisua. So then the Gemara says nisua. Amich rab de akuk yad for legit nein lavodim lei. That means that if someone is meicher an event to akko, and according to the Ri, it means in the first step of akko. But according to the Ri, so even the first step of akko. Even the first step of Akko. So he does not do Shas Eretz Yisrael. But it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Mimele, so still is Yotzer L'Cheirus. Why is Yotzer L'Cheirus? Because of the time he was Mafkiahim of Mitzvahs Hatluye is Boretz. He was Mafkia Yim of Mitzvahs Hatluye is Boretz. So, Kolchin, Suye, the Mirche Ketuve, and Suye, even though Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, and there is with Rabbonon, there is Kedusha Se'arz Yisrael, with Rabbonon, there is Kedusha Se'arz Yisrael with Rabbonon, but still, on account of the fact that Afro is Tomei, so there is a diminution in the Kedusha Se'arz, in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvahs HaTzboret. True Midrab said Mechayim in Mitzvahs HaTzboret, but on account of the fact that there is Afro is Tomei, so the Truma could not be Nechal, and the Maizah Sheini could not be Nechal Bikdu, the Maizah Sheini of Suye. So there is a certain Afkoye of Mitzvahs HaTzboret Boret, in spite of the fact that with Rabbonon there is the Mitzvahs HaTzboret Boret. So it's HaTzboret. So certainly the Tiknash Mai. So if from the Meir, that even the first step of Akum, so there is the Knas applies. Why does the Knas apply in the first step of Akum? Now, so apparently we have to say, because in the first step of Akum, in the first step of Akum, now there is the Shite of the Rasteleni and Shvis. Now, in Chale we have a special din of Chale, the Gabi Mikirshe Kopshuali Mitzrayim, the Kopshuali Bobel. So the Mikemish of Shul and Mitzrayim, the Luik of Shul and Bovel, so you have to mafkish to Chalas. Chutz Loretz, you also have to be mafkish Chalas, and also to Chalas, but it's a different thing. The Chale of Chutz Loretz, so the Chale that is Nechales is the Ike Chale, and the Chale that is Misrefes is Tofel, and the Chale of the Mishik of Shul and Mitzrayim, the Luik of Shul and Bovel, so the Misrefes is the Ike, and the Necheles is the top. So that means that the Mekemets that do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and the heavy Shemei Eretz Yisrael and the Mishemei Eretz Yisrael have a special Chiyuv of Chale. How about Trumas Umaisres? Now the Chachomim or Mizaki that Trumas Umaisres should be neik in Chutz Loretz that are Krevis Eretz Yisrael, like Mitzrayim, Amen Meir, Bobel, not the Rechetis, but so certainly the Mekemis in Eretz Yisrael itself, that Kopshu El Mitzrayim, V'loi Kopshu El Bovel, V'loi Kopshu El Bovel, they have the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres that is naked Chutz Loretz and Mekemis Akrevi. Why should a Mokim in Eretz Yisrael that Kopshu El Mitzrayim, V'loi Kopshu El Bovel, be Goruah, than Mitzrayim, than Amin Meyov, than Bovel? So that is true. But the question is there a special derabonon in the Mekemeis, a special chiyuv derabonon of Trumas Umaisres in the Mekemeis Shekopshu Ele Mitzrayim V'loi Kopshu Ele Bovel, over and above the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres, over and above the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres that is neig in Mitzrayim, because there is an after minute, let's say, in regard to the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres, or let's say Chalas Chutz Loretz, so the Gemara says Chalas Chutz Loretz Eichel Veilich V'Hati Mafish. So the halacha is that in Chutz Loretz, even though you have to take off Chale from an Issa in Chutz Loretz, but you can keep on eating from the Issa with the intention of taking off Chale later on. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if the Chiyuv Chale is only with Rabbonon, so you're not allowed to be Eichel Veilich V'Hati Mafish. That means that the chiyuv of Chale and the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres in Chutz Loretz in the Mekemis HaKrevim does not involve any Isatel. Masheinke, the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres in Eretz Yisrael and the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres in Chale in Eretz Yisrael, even when it's in Midrabonon, it involves an Isatel also. So the question is this: the Mekemis Shekopshu Ele Mitzrayim, the Lekopshu Ele Bovel, does it have? The chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres with Rabbonon on the score of Eretz Yisrael, or it only has a chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres with Rabbonon on the score of Chutz Loretz? Then after minute would be, if it only has the chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres on the score of Chutz Loretz like Mitzrayim, so then there wouldn't be any satevu. So you would apply the aloche of Chalas Chutz Loretz Eichel Veilich Vaki Mafrish, only a mitzvah of Afroshim. But if it has an additional chiyuv, not only on the score of Chutzlorez, because we go out of Chutzlorez, but it, on the score of Eretz Yisrael, so that it involves in Yisatevu, as far as Chali is concerned, so it's a Mishnah Mefereshes, that there is a distinction in the status of the Mekemes, that Kofshul Mitzrayim and Kofshul Libovel, and the Mekemes of Chutzlorez Mamish. So in other words, as far as Chali is concerned, so the Mekemes of Kofshul Mitzrayim and Kofshul Libovel, there is an Yisatevu. Only in Chutzlorez there is no Yisatevu in Rabbanon. But Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim, of Shul Bobel, there is an Isatevel. How about Tumis of Isres? So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo in Chul, and the Rashalim. The Rashbo says that only with Gabi Chale there is a special chiyuv of Achoshes Chale in the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim, of Shul Bobel. And these Mekemish are not analogous to Chutz Loretz. Mashenki with Gabi Tumis of Isres, so, there is no special chiyuv on the score of Eretz Yisrael in connection with the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim of Shul Bobel. There's the Rashbo in Chul. The Rashalim in Perek Vav Shviz, he says, just as we see that the Chachomim gave a code that a special status Ligab Yechale to the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim of Shul Bobel over and above Chutz Loretz, even though Chutz Loretz is also Chayim Chale, but there is a distinction between the Chale that is made in Chutz Loretz Mamesh and the Chale that is made in the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim of Shul Bobel. So Ligab Yitrumis of Maisres, there is also a distinction between the Mekemish Chutz Loretz Asmuchim Eretz Yisrael. So there is a Chiyuv of Trumis of Maisres as a mitzvah, and there is no Yisatevu. Masha'im ki the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim and of Shul Bobel that have Shem Eretz Yisrael. So they are the Amichuyev in Trumis of Maisres on the score of Eretz Yisrael. On the score of Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, that means, according to the Rashi Zeleni Shite, so we understand the Gemara very well, according to the Rebbe. In other words, so the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara has an Abaye. So with a Mecher Adli Soye is Yotzul Echeus, or Mecher Adli Soye is not Yotzul Echeus. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, now, the Rishit is, like Tesis and Chum, that the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim, the Mekemish of Shul Bobel, so they do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, they have Shem Eretz Yisrael, so the Tumas Amim is not made. But so, yeah, Tumas Amim is made. Why are the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim and of Shul Bobel better than so, yeah? Because the Mekemish of Shul Mitzrayim and of Shul Bobel, so the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the Maton of HaKadosh Baruch. So Memele it has Chibas Oretz. So Memele the Chachomim excluded it from the Takone, from the Gzeire of Tumas Amim. Masha'im came, so yeah, even if we say Kibush Yochich, make Kibush. But it has Midrabonon Kedusha Se'art Yisrael. It has Midrabonon Kedusha Se'art Yisrael. Ligabi Tumis of Maisres. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael is not grounded in Maton Makodesh Baruch Hu, but only in the Kibush of David. So Memele, that was not, so Suya was not excluded from the Gzeire of Tumas Eretz Amim. So Memele, since Suya is Vitame, has the Tumas Eretz Amim, so that means that Tzuye, even though there is Tumas Maisres, which is a Tzuye's Boretz Neid, but there is a diminution. When someone sells an Eved to Tzuye, so he affects a diminution in the extent and the scope of the Mitzvah Tzuye's Boretz. Because in Tzuye, Tume could not be Nechal. In Tzuye, Maisasheni, Peris Maisasheni could not be Nechal with Dushe, because they are all Tome. They are all Tome because of the Tumas Eretz Amim. Because they are all Tomei because of the Tumas Eretz Amim. Now, the first Ev of Akum, according to the Ri, does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But, according to Rashi Zeleni, it is still higher mid Rabbonot in Mitzvah Sakloyes Boretz. Not on the score of Chutz Loretz, but on the score of Eretz Yisrael. But, there is still a certain diminution in the scope of the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvah Sakloyes Boretz. The mitzvahs are tluyas boretz in the part of Eretz Yisrael that kopshuel bovel, and in the part of Eretz Yisrael that won't kopshuel bovel. What is the diminution? Because in the part of Eretz Yisrael that kopshuel bovel, so the kiyum mitzvahs are tluyas boretz can be realized midrais. In the first of Avako, according to the Ri, that is very kopshuel bovel. Even though midrabonon, it is higher mitzvahs are tluyas boretz on the score of Eretz Yisrael. So the kiyum mitzvahs of tluyas boretz can only be realized midrabonon, not mid. So that means that there was a certain diminution in the scope and the extent of the Mitzvah Tluyas Boretz. Because as long as the Eved lived with his Odin in the Mekemish of Shul Bobel, then the Eved could participate in the Kiyum HaMitzvah Sakluyus Boretz with Raise, now that the Odin sold the Eved to the first of Abako, true, according to Rashi Leini, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, there is a Chiyuv on the score of Eretz Yisrael. So, there is a Chiyuv, just as in Surya, there is a Chiyuv of Mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz Rabban, but there is a certain diminution. What's the diminution? The diminution is the difference between a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz with Raise and the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz with Rabban. So the Gemara is patient. So the Gemara says, and still we see that the Meir Eimer, Akko Kearetz Yisroel, Ligit Nei Lavodim Loi, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisroel, Mimele Midrabonon, there is a Chiyuv of Mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz of Trumis of Maisres, on the score of Eretz Yisroel. And in spite of all that there is, that the Eved is not deprived completely of the Kiyum HaMitzvah Sakluyus Boretz. He's still Yotzer Chayrus. Why is Yotzer Chayrus? Because by selling him to an Odin in Akko, the first of Akko, he thereby effected a diminution in the scope of the Mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz and the extent of the Kiyum HaMitzvah Sakluyus Boretz. So even though the first of Akko, which is El Mitzrayim Mokevish and was Nitro Avraham Avinu, is not Mitamei to Mesami. So that means there isn't that diminution that exists in Surya, because in Surya, Truma could not even be Nacheles. In Surya, you couldn't even fulfill Achilas Peres Maizosheni Bekdushi, because everything is Tomei. In the first of Avako, so Midrabonon, you could eat the Truma, you could eat, and the Peres Maizosheni in Akko, you could eat Bekdushi, you could take it to Yerushalayim, and you would be Mikayim and Mitzvah Midrabonon of eating Peres Maizosheni Bekdushi. So where is there more of a diminution in the scope and the extent of the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs Akluyus Boretz in the first of Avako or in Surya? There is more of a diminution, more of a Afkoye in the extent and the scope of the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs Akluyus Boretz in Surya, much more than in Akko, because there is a certain diminution even in Akko. Why? Because in Akko it's only possible to realize a Mitzvah Midrabon of Mitzvahs Akluyus Boretz, but not a mitzvah deraisa. But in Surya, so even with Rabbonon, you couldn't fulfill all the mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz. Let's say Achilas Peres Maizeh Sheni could not be fulfilled with Peres of Surya, and Truma of Surya could not be Nechal. So there is more of a afkoya, of a diminution caused by selling and never to Surya than the extent of the diminution in the mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz caused by selling to an Eved to an Odin in Akko, the first of Akko. So since Rav Meir says that even if somebody sells an Eved to the master in the first of Akko, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael in Raise, and it's Chayev Midrabonon, according to Rashi Lo, it's Chayev Midrabonon in Mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz, and the Gush is not Mitame, so even Truma could be Nechal, and Peres Maizeh Sheni could be Nechal B'Gush. Still, on account of the diminution constituted by the difference between the Kiyum HaMitzvah Midraise and the Kiyum HaMitzvah Midrabonon, so the Chachomim counsel him, if he sells an Eved to an Odin in Surya, where the offer is Mitame, and this Tume of the Gush of Surya entails not just Tume of the Gush, it entails an additional diminution in the extent and the scope of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz. Because of that, Tume could not be Nechal, and Peres Maizeh Sheni could not be Nechal. Whereas in Akko they could be Nechal, and in Surya they cannot. So if in Akko, where there is less of the Afkoya of Mitzvah Sakluyus Boretz, so there is a Knas, so certainly in Surya, where there is more of Afkoye of Mrs. Akluyus Boretz, there is certainly a Knas. There is certainly a Knas. All right. I thought of giving another shiur, but it's better this way. So we'll have a longer shiur tomorrow in Mikvois. And for Mikvois tomorrow, so I would like that you should prepare yourself. I don't have the next three mishnas with all the Torahs. Then we'll go over the Raivet, the Asoges, and over the next three mishnas.
What's it going?
And
discuss the Shita of Rabbatam and the Shita of the Ri. Now, the Shita of the Rabbatam is, according to what we said, that the first, I mean both, agree that there are two halves in Akol. That's the Yoshal. But according to Rabbatam, so the half of Akol is the Eretz Yisrael, is completely Eretz Yisrael, even has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The half of Akol that is at Chutz Loretz is called Chutz Loretz by Yerushalmi because it does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael it has, it's Kopshu El Mitzrayim. And Rambam says it explicitly in the Sifra Yoshe. That's Rambam Shit. And according to Rambam, so the Takone of the Fenecht of Fenechtam is based primarily on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Of course, Fenecht of Fenechtam has to do with Kin Lishmo and with Mitzvah Likaimei, but every takone has to be a takone. I mean, not that we should examine every city on its merits, whether they are Kin Lishmo or they are Mitzvah Likaimei. There is a concept of Leipluk. So because generally, so the places that had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that Elibovel Mokevich, so generally, so the void Mitzvah Likaimei, so mainly that was the takones chachomim. That if one delivers a get from a place that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say Fenechtam Fenechtam. And if he delivers a get from a place that has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, he has to say Fenechtam Fenechtam. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. But there are certain exceptions. What's the exception? According to the Kame, Smuchis and Muvlois. So Rabbatam Shite, this is how we explain Rabbatam. Rabbatam Shite, because of the concept of Lipluk, there is such a concept of Lipluk. Chachomim don't allow us, you know, to examine every situation and its merits, whether it conforms to the rationale of the Takone or not. Every Takone has a rationale, has a tam, but that's only in the background of the Takone. Once the Chachomim or Misake, so then it has, so that there is a certain cloud. So the cloud that the Chachomim or Misakin is that Hamevi get Michutz Loretz from the in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Le'eretz Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So he has to say Fenechtam Fenechtam. But there is an exception. Smuches and Mevlois. So according to Rambam, because of Lipluk, Smuches and Mevlois is exempt from the Takone of Fenechtam Fenechtam only if L'chol Apoches it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But, so, if it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and in addition, not Bishas Eretz Yisrael, and in addition it's Smuches and Mevlois, so then, you don't have to say Fenechtam Fenechtam. But suppose it is Smuches and Mevlois, and it's Chutz Loretz Gomor, it doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, then even according to the Nekame, you would have to say before Fenechtam Fenechtam. So mainly we answered both kashes, the Tesis raises against Rabbatam, the first kashe and the second kashe. The first kashe was the Gemara from Kvar Sisoye, that Rabbi Loye said that Kvar Sisoye is more akin to Eretz Yisrael, Tanako. Mimele, the Tanako, because it's Krivon, it's a period, it's a Mako, so Tesis kashe was, but according to Rabbatam, that we chakra, would we have to say Fenechtam Fenechtam? The second level of Akko, but the first level of Akko is Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So Akko Adife, because that's closer to the first level of Akko than Kvar Sisoye is to Sipeire. Because Kvar Sisoye is a separate town. It's not part and parcel of the same town as Sipeire. Masha'inkin, the second level of Akko is part and parcel of the same town is the first level of Akko. So why does the Gemara say that Kvar Sisoye is Adife mi Akko Adarabe, Akko Adife. But if we said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, so Kvar Sisoye is called Muvle because it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it's Muvle b'tchum Eretz Yisrael. But it's Muvle b'tchum Eretz Yisrael, b'tchum Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Masha'inkin Akko, so it has the Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Kvar Sisoye has the adifes, the good quality
of Akko, because the second Eva of Akko has a Shemel Tisrael, Ramtam himself says in Sivra Yosho, but Kvas Yisroel also has a Shemel Tisrael. Kvas Yisroel was Kofshu El Mitzrayim, El Bobel, were not Kevishet. So that's why it's called only Muv Lebitchum Eretz Yisroel. But it's Muv Lebitchum Eretz Yisroel B'Kdushoso. B'Tchum G'dushes Eretz Yisroel. Tchum of the Mekevishet Kofshu El Bobel. So Memele, Kvasisoi is Adir. All right. Now, and then we also answer the second kashe that Teis was raised against Avetam. Hamicher Avdei Lisuye. So the Gemara is patient. Rav Meir says, Akko ki Atzroi likitu likitnei lavan ulei, kol shkin suye li milche ketuve. So he says, in view of the fact, Teis says the kashe, in view of the fact that the Gemara raised Abaye according to the Mandoma, ki bishyochich mei kibush. So then suye is more than Akko, because according to Avetam, we are referring to the second Eva of Akko. The second Eva of Akko is Chutz Loretz, but the answer is Avetam Sivra Yosha himself says that the second Eva of Akko is called Chutz Loretz because it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael it is. And so, yeah, Konik Mandoma Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it shouldn't be better than the Mekei Mishik of Shul and Mitzrayim of Shul and Bobel. So, Gdusha Vishaino is Kicho Lishaito, Viloi Kicho, Losid Lovei, and Gdusha Shnio, there was Mchal on it. So mainly doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael with Raise, but only with Rabbonon. It's Chayiv Nitrum is a Maizres. So the Mekei Mishik of Shul and Mitzrayim and of Shul and Bobel, the Rash Tzilo says, is also Chayiv Nitrum is a Maizres with Sadeh Eretz Yisrael with Rabbonon. So mainly, the second Eva of Akko, the second Eva of Akko is better than Sol. Because the second Eva of Akko has Ishem Eretz Yisrael with Raise because of the Matonish Nitma Kodesh Boruch. Masha'inke, so yeah, the Shem of Eretz Yisrael, not because of the Matonish Nitma Kodesh Boruch Hu, but because of Kibush Dom. Alright. Now let's see the Rambam. Chedush Rambam. I'm not going to spend much time, Now the Rambam, the first Rambam. V'yeshem rimako chetzio be'eretz Yisrael v'chetzio be'eretz Ami. There is Hashmotes Rambam also. Hashmotes Rambam. So, but here the Ramban begins with the Yeshem Rim, Akko Chetzio Be'eretz Yisroel, the Chetzio Be'eretz Ami. V'hayne d'amrinon, b'ferik mishorzi, the Akko Lavim des Hayam Kaine, v'yitman amohosom, k'avi yiftere rabonon ma'adode ba'aka avi miftere, mishum sho'oso lo tzis me'eretz Yisroel lechutz lorets. V'chim yifurech Yerushalmi, v'gassinen osom, ha'mich erad la'akko yotzel chayus, Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Yisi Boye, v'afilu ma'akko la'akko, v'asi kilmar barabachem yifrei yubde, the Rebbe, Anaya Alfunon, Akko Yesh Be'at Yisroel, Yesh Be'chutz Loretz. V'chein Kosov Rashi Zal Musach Sanedah. V'chein Mishachein Kosheli, I mean that is Rabbi Netam Shiki. So what Rabbi Netam, what the Ramban mentions, is really Rabbi Netam Shiki. V'chein Mishachein Kosheli, Hod Amrinu Bigmore. Aval Akko Di Mirche Ketuv Eloi. So, V'chein Mirche Kevo, Chetzio Be'at Yisroel, that's the same Kashi as the first Kashi of Tesis against Rabbi Netam. There's the Gemara of Kvas Yisroel. Rabbi Loya said that I may be get me Kvas Yisroel should not sing for Nechta for Nechta. Because Rabbi Meir says that even I may be get me Akko does not have to sing for Nechta. Nechta. So he coach me Kvas Yisroel the Melech Ketuve. I feel Rabbi Loya no Achilik and Rabbi Meir, so only Akko. And what does it mean? Only Akko, that means the second level of Akko. But Kvas Yisroel, that is more Korev, so only but Kvas Yisroel, that is more korev than the second Eva of Akko. So, Kvas Yisroel, that is more korev than the second Eva of Akko. So he doesn't have to say for Nechtam Nechtam. According to Rabbi Tam, why is Akko more rochik than Kvas Yisroel? On the contrary, Kvas Yisroel just moved a little bit from Eretz Yisroel. But it's no part of Kvas Yisroel is Eretz Yisroel itself. And Mublashein Kin Akko, so part of Akko is Eretz Yisroel itself. There's the first kash of this. So then the Ramban gives a teretz. Now let's see whether the Ramban's teretz could be, whether the Ramban's teretz harmonizes with what we said in Rabbi Tam as the teretz and teretz kash against Rabbi Tam. Because the washing is very obscure. The Ramban, v'yefsher, the Rabbi Meir Sova, kol akko ke'eretz Yisroel ligit, v'chidin d'chetz yobe eretz, shchichet vei, mihanal dismuches, ואף על גב דמיר חכה מייקר ארץ ישראל שירושלים שבודדינים קבועים שם וכבר סיסו יקריבו לציפרה שיהיה שם בז נגוד Vitanya Bidisefter Meir Imer Akru Tromero Kiat Israel Migi. So he mentions, as he tells Arab Netam, the longest of the Ri. The Ri is massive. He is Deicher Arab Netamshi because of these caches. And then the Ri says that Bufonenechtam depends upon proximity to the Ika Yishuv Arab Israel. So Mimele Kvasi Soye is more close. He's closer to the Ika Yishuv Arab Israel. Tanakh. But so why doesn't the Ri himself understand that Rav Netam could also agree with this Lomdes? No, so the Ri took it for granted that you cannot apply this Lomdes according to Rav Netam, because the Ri himself says that when the Tanakhama says the Rabbonon of Rav Meir say that Akko and the Ezidin of Chutz Loretz, they refer even to the first step of Akko. Mashe, so Mimele, you can say that the important criterion is proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Mikdash Beis Hagadol, and so on. That's the important criterion. Not Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is only a simen, according to the Ri. In other words, the Gemara says that Bovel also has a din of Eretz Yisrael Yigitin. Now, Bovel certainly does not have vicious Eretz Yisrael. Bovel does not have Shem Eretz Yisrael. Bovel is Chutz La'aretz Mamesh. The answer is, because as far as Edim Yitzin Likaim and Kin Lishmo is concerned, so Bovel is like Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is only a semen of the Mikaneis that Bisman Chazal had got a din and were Kin Lishmo. But Abletam couldn't say that. Because Rav Netam says that when do the Rabbanon say that Akko has a din of Chutz Loretz Ligabi Fonechtam only the second Evo Akko, but the first Evo Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael? So obviously Rav Netam rejects this concept that the proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the important criterion. Because if proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the important criterion, so how much closer is the last inch of the first step of Akko to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael than the first inch of the second? I mean, just a question of an inch. It's Kechud Asar. And still, the first step of Akko. So he does not have to say he's exempt from the requirement of Fonechtam. The second step is not exempt. So according to Rametam, we cannot say this Lomdes of the Ri. That's the reason as to why the Ri asks that Kashe against Rametam. So now the Ramban comes and says that even he accepts Rav Netam Shite, but he combines it with the longness of the Ri of proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as well. This is what he says. In other words, what he says is as follows. Whereas the Ramban says in the Rav Netam that Rav Netam also agrees that proximity to Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is an important factor. Proximity. But according to the Ri, this is the important factor. That's all. That's the criterion. Not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, not Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's the proximity to Mikemeis of Bezdin and to Ptil Lishmo. That's the criterion. And Eretz Yisrael happened to be a Mokei where the Aredi Mitzvah Likaimei and Ptil Lishmo. And the same way Bovel is. But it's not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael per se, or Shem Eretz Yisrael per se, according to the Ri. According to Rav Netam, no. True, the Tam, as to why Eretz Yisrael is important, is because Bizman Atanoim, so Eretz Yisrael, they were Pim Lishmo, and Eretz Yisrael, they had what they did, they had what was in the Klimei. That's the background. But because of that background, the Chachomim were Misakein, that Bifonenechtam, is based upon Chutz L'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's a takone. Memeile Yiv is takone, so it's like Plug. So it doesn't make any difference as far as we are concerned. It doesn't make any difference whether a certain town in Eretz Yisrael, the Aptin Lishmo, the Arid Mitzili Kaime, the Natid Mitzili Kaime, the takone was, because of this rationale, because of this background, that generally in Eretz Yisrael they were Aptin Lishmo and they had what they did, so the Chachomim were Misaki. That any place outside a mokim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so is subject to the requirement of the Fonenechtam. But There is an exception. What's the exception according to the Rabbanon of the Mishneh? Smuches and Muvloyes. So Smuches and Muvloyes, Smuches and Muvloyes is an exception, that even though it's not within the limits of the Mikemis of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, still, since it's Smuches and Muvloyes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so the Mele, it's exempt of the ritual, or it is not subject to the requirement of before Nechtam or before Nechtam. But in order that it shouldn't be just an exception, deviating from the cloud of Lipluk, so Mele, even according to Rav Netan, it must have, to a certain extent, in one sense, it must be considered as that. So in other words, so the Ramban, according to Ramban's version in the Eretz Yisroel, in Rav Netan, so Smuches u'mivloyes is not subject to the requirement of v'nechtam, even though it does not induce Eretz Yisroel, but l'chol hapoches, Hishem Eretz Yisroel is must have. Hishem Eretz Yisroel, it must have. But it is an exception, but it's not just an exception just like that. In other words, it must come within the pattern of the Takone. The Takone says that Eretz Yisroel is not subject to the requirement. So mele, if a certain smuches umevlois is chutz loretz mamish, then we have to apply the concept of leklu. We cannot say just because they are gmire. So because of that, so it is leklu. We must conform to the concept of leklu. But if it has a shem Eretz Yisroel, even though the general rule is that the important thing is Dushas Eretz Yisroel, but if to a certain extent it is Eretz Yisroel, because it is a Shem Eretz Yisroel, and in addition it is Smuches u'mivloyes, so Mimele, it is not subject to the requirement of the Fonenech or Fonenech. So this is what Ramban is saying. The Efsher, the Reb Meir Sovar, Kol Akko, Ke Eretz Yisroel, V'chidin D'chetzio, בארץ שכיחת וי, מהנר דסמוכיס, ואף על גב דמירחקה, מייקר ארץ ישראל, שהיא ירושלים, שפוטדינים קבועים שם, וכבר סיסויה, שריבו לציפורי, שיש שם בזנגות. So he says, in explaining Rameya, he says, that Rameya says, that all of Akko, even the second level of Akko, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because since it's part and parcel of the same city, that even has Dushas Eretz Yisroel, so Mimele, it's certainly Mevlois. It has the Maile of Mevlois. What is Mevlois? Mevlois means that it is surrounded by three sides with Eretz Yisroel, Dushas Eretz Yisroel. And here, even if though it's not surrounded by three sides by Eretz Yisroel, but the fact that it's part of the same city, part of which is Dushas Eretz Yisroel, so that's certainly Mevlois. It's certainly Mevlois. And it has a Shem Eretz Yisroel also. It has a Shem Eretz Yisroel also. So Mimele, it's not subject, according to Reb Meir, it's not subject to the requirement of before and after Nechtam. It comes within the exception, because Mevlois comes within the exception. So why are the Rabbonon Chilikan Reb Meir? So the Rabbonon Chilikan Reb Meir, because the Rabbonon holds that true, in respect to a mocking that has Dushas Eretz Yisroel, so then it's not necessary that it should be close to Botidini, to Bez Nagod, to Yerushalayim, to the place of Bez Nagod. But Mashe'inkein in respect to a place that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisroel, but has Shem Eretz Yisroel and its Mucheis and Mevlois, then there is an additional requirement that it must be Somuch Lika Yishem Eretz Yisroel. Whereas Rameya holds, no, if it has Shem Eretz Yisroel, and it's Smuches and Mevlois, it does not have to be Somuch Lika Yishem Eretz Yisroel. That's according to Rameya. Mashe'inkein according to the Rabbonon of Rameya, so Rochek Lika Yishem Eretz Yisroel is not important as far as the Mekeimis that have Dushas Eretz Yisroel, but in connection with the Mekeimis that do not have Dushas Eretz Yisroel, and but have Hashem Eretz Yisroel, but they are Smuches and Mevlois, so there is another prerequisite that they should be called Lika Yishem Eretz Yisroel, and that's the machlokes between Rameya and Rabbanon. According to Rameya, so Smuches and Mevlois itself is enough, to not to be subject to the requirement of Vernachtam Vernachtam, and according to the Rabbonon, so there is another prerequisite, Smuches Mubloyes, and currently Ikali Shepherd Israel. So it can harmonize with our pshat in the Rav Netam. In other words, and why does Rav Netam say that? Because the Lashon, and why does the Rambam say that to Rav Netam? Because the Lashon Gemara says, the Lashon Gemara is that Rabbi Loya said that even the Rabbonon, so they only said that Akko has even of Kutz Loretz. But because Akko is Milchei Ketuvah, Masheikin Kvasi Soyenat. Now the question is, why is Akko Milchei Ketuvah? But Akko also has a Shemei Eretz Yisrael. And Vishes Eretz Yisrael, so Kvasi Soyenat doesn't have either. So why is Akko Milchei Ketuvah? The answer is, Akko is Milchei Ketuvah from the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, from the Botedini, from the Yeshivas, from the Botedini. And Kvasi Soyenat is closer to the Botedini and the Yeshivas. Alright. Now, if you go through the Ritva, so the Ritva also accepts the pshat of Rav Netam, but there is one point of difference that the Ritva says that is not conformed to what Rav Netam himself says in Sifra Yosho. If I didn't see it in the Sifra Yosho, then I would say the pshat of Rav Netam himself is what the Ritva says. But Rav Netam in Sifra Yosho says himself explicitly that the second Devar Pako was Kofshuel Mitzrayim, whereas the Ritva says he accepts Rav Netam's Pshat, and the Ritva says, and then the Yerushalmi says there are two halves in Akko. So the first Devar Pako was Kofshuel Bavel. The second Devar Pako was not Kofshuel Bavel. He says, but it was not Kofshuel Bavel. He says, but the second Devar Pako, even though it's not Kofshu and Bovel, it's not even Morech and Itla Avram Avinu. But they in Mitzrayim were Kevishet, because when they in Mitzrayim were Kevish Akko, they didn't stop in the middle of Akko. So they conquered the whole city of Akko. But one half of Akko came within the Gvulim Shel Itla Avram Avinu. The other half of Akko did not come within the Gvulim Shel Itla Avram Avinu. But when the Israelites under Yeshua, so were Kevish Akko, I mean, who was Kevish Akko? Zvulun. Because Akko is in the chilek of Zvulun. So when the Bnei Zvulun were Kevish changed the whole city of Akko. But the mikvah says, but the half of Akko that is placed at Hutzlore, so there was not even Nikola Gomovin, was not Nikola Gomovin. But since they were Kivishet, and they were Kivishet before the rest of our soil, that was Nikol Avraham Avinu was the Avesh, so in Mele, that Kibush had the same status as Kibushui. Now, Suri is Kibush Yochid. So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Why is Suri called Kibush Yochid? Rashi says it's called Kibush Yochid because it was the Kol Yisrael were not involved in the Kibush of Suri. Reben Yisrael, Kol Yisrael were not involved in the Kibush of Suri. And Tosfos says no. It was Kibush Yochid because David was Kibush Suriye while part of the Eretz Yisrael Shenitla Avraham Avinu was not in our possession. Yerushalayim, Samach Uparatur, Samach Lo Yikubash. So the Ritva accepts the Shita of Tosfos that why Suriye Kibush Yochid? Because Suriye was Nirbash while the Yerushalayim was still in the hands of the Goyim, of the Yebusim. So the Mele, when Zvun was Kibush, all of Akko, so even the second of Avakor that was not Nikola Avraham Avinu, so Yerushalayim was still in the possession of the Goyim. So in Mele, it's like Suleimanish. So that's the difference. The Ritva accepts Rav Netan's pshat, but there is one difference. According to Rav Netan, in Sifra Yosho, so the first of Avakor dealing with Bobel were Kadesh, the second of Avakor dealing with Bobel were not Kadesh, but in Mitzrayim more Kadesh. In Mitzrayim more Kadesh. And it was Nikola Avraham Avinu also. So Mele, the second of Avakor, according to Rav Netan, has the Shebe Arz Yisrael because of the Matone, Yachadish Boruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. Mashein Kibna Ritro, the Ritro says that the second of Avakor was not even Nitro Avraham Avinu. It was not even Nitro Avraham Avinu. Why do they say that? I mean, here they say, Bimi Chadish, such a fact, I mean, so because the Ritro felt that Moshe, if we say that all of Avakor was Nirbash by Yom Yitzchayim, as Rav Netan says, all of us, even the second of Avakor, was Nirbash by Yom Yitzchayim. So why is it that the Eli Bovel, now the Eli Bovel didn't conduct any war against the Goyim, because the Eli Bovel settled upon certain territories of Eretz Yisrael through a license that they got from Tirsh. So they didn't have to conduct the war. They had to conduct the war, so then it's hard to say. They were able to occupy, to take possession of one half of Akko, and they were not able to occupy the other half of Akko. Just as the Jews in Israel, in Mechemes HaShichor, so they were able to take possession of the Yerushalayim and not of all Yerushalayim. But the Eli Bovel didn't conduct any war, they didn't participate in the Kibush, it was only Chazoke, they settled upon a settlement. So certain cities, they didn't settle upon. But why should they settle upon half of the city and not the other? That's not Mistada. So Mumele, the Ritmo, decided that what Rav Netan says, that the first half of Akko is Kopshu El Bobo. The half of Akko is Adat Israel, is Kopshu El Bobo. The second half of Akko is not Kopshu El Bobo. But it's Kopshuel and Yitzchayim, and it's Nitro Avraham Avinu, so that's not Mistada, because Monetcher, since the Bobel decided to settle in one half of Akko, and it's the same city, it doesn't make sense not to settle the other half of Akko. If they had to resort to war, all right, so they just couldn't. But there was no war, they just settled in certain cities. So certain cities, they refrained from settling upon. So Bishon, they refrained from settling in Bishon. But in Akko they did settle. So how is it that in certain streets, they settled in certain streets, and that in other streets is not Mistada? So, because of that, so in other words, it's more Mistada to say that since the Rebobel settled in part of Akko, they settled in all of Akko. So then the question is, so why is it the second of Akko does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because the Kedushas Shniyo was affected not through Kibush. It was affected through what? It was affected through Chazok. Now, Kibush, that's a halacha l'deiris. Kibush is a halacha l'deiris. That Eretz Yisrael can be miskadesh through Kibush. Even if it's called Mokim HaShatidra Be'ikatan Lechobroi Lechem Esadim. Mashayim Chazokye, there is no halacha l'deiris. That Eretz Yisrael can be miskadesh through Chazokye. So it was a special halacha. And that's exactly the question that Yerushalmi mentions in the Rav Shlitz, the Yerpicho Veitif from Avisecho. Avisecho, lo yoyo aleyem oyo malchus, vi nishayu vitrum isha maizres. Vi ato, yeish aleyichem oyo malchus, vi afo kikei nishayaftem, vi afo kikei nishayaftem, vitrum isha maizres. So Rav Chaim says, the Bisalevi mentions it, in the Rav Zibor and the Bishalevi mentions that the Kuntras HaShmite, so he mentions the name of Rav Chaim, that this Yerushalmi is the moker for the Rambam's Halacha, that the Kusha Shnio was affected to Chazaki. Where did the Rambam find it? The answer is because this Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, V'yobicho v'yitifcho me'avisecho, so Avisecho, that's the first Kusha, on the Yeshua, which was on the Kibush, Avisechem Mohoyo Aleyem Oyo Malchus, because they were Kevesh, through Chayel and Keach, they were Mitanish Eretz Yisrael, they had them. So, Afal Pishi Yish Aleyem Oyo Malchus, because you were Kibush to Kevesh. So there couldn't be any Kibush. So how was Eretz Yisrael is Kadesh without Kibush, through Chazoki. So it's a special Zazakosuf. They are Bichol Veitif from Avisecho. That Eretz Yisrael could be miskadish, bibi or shmiyo, by sheni, through chazoke. So the mele, through chazoke, Eretz Yisrael was capable of being miskadish, only those places that already had ish in Eretz Yisrael. And the kedusha was lacking. So the kedusha could be affected through chazoke. Masha'im keini moke, that did not even have ish in Eretz Yisrael, could not be miskadish through chazoke. Let's say, so in Haname, the Yerubovel, when they settled in Akko, they did not leave half of Akko empty, unoccupied. They occupied the whole city of Akko. But one half of Akko was Nitnorav from Avinu. So mainly in Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though the Kedusha Rishenu was bottled with the first Chubin, the first Goles, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael remained. And the Shem Eretz Yisrael originated in Matan and Akkadish Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. So since the Shem Eretz Yisrael had one half of Akko, So the Kedusha could be affected through Chazoke. Masha'im in the second half of Akko, there was Chazoke in the second half of Akko too. But in the second half of Akko, it did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. It did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Memele, since it did not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Memele, it did not have so it couldn't be miskadish to Chazoke. In other words, Chazoke could be miskadish only in the Orech and Nitnor Avraham Avinu. But the Orech that was not Nitnor Avraham Avinu, so Chazoke could not be miskadish. So that is the difference between the Ritvos Shite in Akko and Rabbi Tam Shite in Akko.
Why can't the second half become like a whole Sofa?
No, there is no Aloche of Isofe through Chazoke. The Aloche of Isofe is only through Kibush. Kolmokim asher tivra beikakrag lechem bei lechem nisati. There is no Gzeres HaKosuf. Kolmokim shetarzik bei lechem nisati. Kolmokim asher tivra beikakrag lechem bei lechem nisati. But Chazoke is a special Aloche. In the Orish Nitro Avraham Avinu, that is implicit in the Zakosu of the Bicho Beitiv from Avisa.
So the Ritva holds that the second half of Akko wasn't conquered by Israel, by Kol Mithraim?
It was conquered.
So why did
it? One second. So at that time, so according to Mandomar, Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so it became Eretz Israel. So that's what the Ritva says. Of the Yishreina. The Akko Avot Pishachet Yobertz, Beretz Israel, Bechet Yobchutz Loretz, So he also mentions what Ramatam mentions. Some of the Baltimore Shalom Lawyer asked about the Ram Narayan, Ram Tsevo, Vichim Shechel, Martisa Shalaka Shabechutzlores Dinner Kisuye, אף על פי שנרביש הטיל אקו כיחס, מפני שלא היו להם נרביש אקו, עד שירביש כל ארץ ישראל. So according to the Kibbush, so just the story, who that David HaMelech was Kibbush, before he was Kibbush Yerushalayim, had the dinner of Eretz Yisrael, so after the second day of Vav, all the dinner of Eretz Yisrael, but according to Mandoma, Kibbush Yochid Loish be Kibbush, so the second day of Vav did not become Eretz Yisrael, even to Eretz Mitzrayim, to the Eretz Mitzrayim were Kibbush yet, because when they took the conquered Vav, they did not leave one half of the city unoccupied, but al-pidin it was no kibush. According to Mandoma, kibush yochid loish mikibush. Memele, the chazoke couldn't be mikabush, because chazoke can only be mikabush in the Oresh and Israel Avraham Avinu, and it acquired the Shem Eretz Yisrael through the Matone Makabish Boruch Hu Avraham Avinu. What is it? Oh, how does he say, because in Surya, the Milch Ketubah, so he explains, that's in line with what Ramban says in Rav Letan. The Koshki Suya Milch Ketube because it's Hochik from Yerushalayim, from the Bez Nagor. Alright, now let's see what the Ram says. The Ram says, so we see that the Ramban and the Ritva, the Ramban says, mentions one additional point in the Rav Netan, that even according to Rav Netan, so proximity to the Ika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is of significance, but it's only of significance in regard to Smuches and Mavrois, whereas according to the Ri, that is the only criteria. But and then the Ritva accepts the Pshat Chit of Rav Netan, but with one difference, according to Rav Netan, so the second day of Akor was Nitno Avraham Avinu, and was Nitno Avraham Avinu, but in according to the Ritva, so the second Eretz Yisrael was not even Nitno Avraham Avinu. But the Mitzrayim, when they were Kibush, the first Eretz Yisrael, so Memele, they took possession of the second Eretz Yisrael too. But so Memele, it's like Surya. If Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so even though they conquered it, while the bulk of Eretz Yisrael was still in the possession of the enemy, of the Goyim, so it was still considered Kibush, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. But according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Loish Shmei Kibush, so it was not considered Kibush. Now let's see what the Chiddush HaRan says. The Chiddush HaRan says something very peculiar. Now he also asks the Kasha, the Chiddush HaRan, Akko Kitzov, Vintayim of Akko Me'art Yisraeli. So then he mentions, and if you are going to say that Loiko Chiyo Nibobel, you can't say that, because Rabada have a Nashi Kipidach. So that means that Akko had Kiddush HaRan Yisraeli, it was Kofshu Nibobel also. So then the Ram says, Yesh Leina, the Akko Chetzio Be'Eretz Yisrael, V'Chetzio Be'Chutz Lo'etz. V'Yoche Nise B'Yerushalm, V'Garsino Nosom, Hameche Ravdi Be'Akko Yotzo L'Cheus. Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yesi Boye, V'Afilu Ma'Akko La'Akko, V'Asye Kehodom Rabbi Yakib B'Rabem, Charin Uvde, Mitrein Uvde the Rebbe, the two incidents that overtook Rebbe, Anan Yalpinon, the Akko Yesh Be'Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Be'Chutz Lo'etz. ודאמרינו בגמורה אבו מאקו דמירחקה לאי אבו מאקו דמירחקה לאי שתירחקו מארץ ישראל שיחץ שבארץ אלו דמירחקה מי יקר ארץ ישראל דהיינו ירושלים שבתגילים קרויים שם וכבר סיסוי יקריבו לציפרירה שאין שם בזנקות ופי שחץ ישראל בחוץ לארץ דינו כחוץ לארץ והיינו דאמרינו דתנם ויאקו פצופ וכדאמרינו נאמה בגמורה המייחיה עבדי באקו כמיכה בחוץ לארץ, אפילו בחצי שבארץ ישראל אמרו נוחה, מפני שהקריבו לחוץ לארץ. והיינה, דאמרינו נעלו קודש כסוריה, ועם חצי שבחוץ לארץ, ברכות אמרו נוחה, עד הרבה, סוריה קדושת פה. So, one could say that the Ram represents the sheet of the Ri, but it certainly does not represent the sheet of the Ri the way we explained it, because we explained the Ri that according to the Ri, so the first step of Akko that's inside Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalmi calls it Eretz Yisrael because in Mitzrayim were Kibush. It's the origin of Avraham Avinu. So the Meile, it has the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the second step of Akko, the Yerushalmi calls Chutz La'aretz because it's not even origin of Avraham Avinu. So even the Mitzrayim were not Kibush. Even the Mitzrayim are Kibush. This is what we said in the Ri. But the Ram says that the first step of Akko, so the Bovel were Kibush. So the Ram does not agree with the Shita of the Ri the way we explain the Shita of the Ri. So the Ram says that the first step of Akko, that not the part of Akko, even the half of Akko that is Litzad Eretz Yisrael, was not near Bashal De'el Lubav. So it was only near Bejaldele Mitzrayim. I'm sorry. That the first devil, that the, he says that, that the first devil Vako was near Bejaldele Bobel. Because he says, you cannot say that the Libovel will not be the first devil Vako, because Rababe have Menashe did that. So it's an ayah that the first devil Vako. So according to the Ram, so the Ram does not say what the he says according to Abshah. So the Ram says that the first devil Vako, the devil Vako is Aliyah Yisrael, so the Libovel will came with him. So then he has the kashya. So why does the Yerushalma say that if someone sells an Eved from Eretz Yisrael, from Ikar Eretz Yisrael, to the first devil, to the master who lives in the first devil Vako? So he's Yotzer Lechayrus. So Yotzer Lechayrus. So he says that Afilu Bechetze Sheba Eretz Yisrael Yotzer Lechayrus. Mipnei Sheikhei Velechutz Lovet. But he also says that it's Yotzer Lechayrus. But according to the Ri, we can understand it very well. Because according to the Ri, so the first devil Vako, the half of Vako, that it's Eretz Yisrael, so the Rebobel will not give him. So it only has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but it does not have Gdush as Eretz Yisrael. So we can understand this to why, according to Levi, if an Odin sells an Eved from Eretz Yisrael Mamish to the first of Avakos, so he's also a Chayos. Because while he sold him to a master who lives in a place that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but he sold him to a master who lives in a place that does not have douches out of soil. So the melee, he was mafkia, the Eved of the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvahs HaKlui is not. That is his Ritzta. But the Ram couldn't explain it on that basis, because the Ram says that the first Eved of Bako was Kopshuli Bobel also. So why is Yotzer Lechayrus? He was not mafkiaing of the Mitzvahs HaKlui is not. He's Kopshuli Bobel. So he's the same out of soil like Yerushalayim. So why, if the Eved lived in Yerushalayim, and the Odin sold the Eved from Yerushalayim to the first of Avako, which also says, which is out of Israel, is Yotzer Lechayrus. Why? Because it's Chayvo Lechutz Lores. So what if it's Chayvo Lechutz Lores? Of what significance is this? That it's Chayvo Lechutz Lores. So that's very strange, this one. There's a Gemara in Ksuvas that Kupiud Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, at the end of Amid Beis, Rav Zeira, the second line from the end of Yom, Rav Zeira have a komishtamit minayt Rav Yudin, the boy of the Mesek Le'at Yisrael. Rav Zeira lived in Bobel, and Rav Yudin also lived in Bobel. So he wanted to go to Le'at Yisrael. And Rav Yudin held that Kolayim and Bobel Le'at Yisrael leave a Beis. And Rav Zeira was chilek on Rav Yudin. But so Reb Zeira tried to avoid Reb Yudeh because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zeira had to be standing near Reb Yudeh, the boy of the Mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. The Omer Reb Yudeh, Kol Eile Mibola Eretz Yisrael, Eile Beese, Shelema Abubolo Yivou Vishomo Yiu Ad Yim Pog De Yisom Nuna Dishem. So, the Marit says that according to Reb Yudeh, we don't pass like Reb Yudeh, but according to Reb Yudeh himself, so it only applies, after all, the Posig of Buvelo Yivol Vishomo Yiu Adin Pogde Yisom has reference to Golos Rishi. So how did Rav Yudeh apply it to those who are in Bobel after the Golos Sheni? After all, that's what the Novi told the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that they should go to Bobel and stay Golos in Bobel for 70 years Adin Pogde Yisom. But then there was a Kedusha Shniyo, and then there was another Goles. So how can this Posik apply to the Jews who were in Bobel after the second Goles? So the Magid says, Enachlam, that even according to Rabbi Yudeh, so this Posik of Bovelo Yivol Vishomo Yiyo has reference only to the Goles Rishon, only to the Jews who went to Bobel in the Goles Rishon. So they were not allowed to return to Eretz Yisrael ad yom pogdeisom. So why did Rabbi Yudeh tell Rav Zeira? He was already after the Golos Sheni. So he says, because Rabbi Yudeh knew that Rav Zeira, most of the Jews who were in Bobel at the time that Keresh gave gave the Jews a license to go to Eretz Yisrael, to settle in Eretz Yisrael, did not leave Babel. Only a small segment of the Jews in Babel went to Eretz Yisrael together with Ezra, Nehemiah, and Hagar, and Malach. So, but most of the Jews remained in Babel. So he says, Inach Nami, the view there will be made that those Jews who went to Babel after the in the Baisheni, or after the Chum Baisheni, they were certainly allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda knew that Rabbi Zeira was a descendant of the Jews who arrived in Babel with Golus Rishi and who refused to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, since the Novi said, Babel you go, Vishomo Yiu Adin Pogde Yisom, but Adin Pogde Yisom. But the moment it's Pogde Yisom, when Keresh gave the shoes, that was the Pogde Yisom. When Keresh gave the shoes to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then there was no chiyuv of Shomayim. On the contrary, they were mechuyev to leave Babel. But those Jews who did not comply with the tzivu of Yom Pogde Yisom to go to Eretz Yisrael, so the Mele, they were subject to the Inish of the Shomayim at Yom Pogde Yisom. So since Rav Zeira was a descendant of the Jews who settled in Babel with the Golus Rishon, and his ancestors refused to go to Eretz Yisrael when the Novi told the Jews to go to Eretz Yisrael, so Mele that Tzivu of Bubelo Yivou Vishomo Yiyu Adin Pogde Yisom apply to Rav Zeira. But it does not apply Bubelo Yivou Vishomo Yiyu to a Jew who settled in Babel after the Chum Baisheni or even during the Baisheni. It only applies to the Jews who settled in Babel after the Golus Rishon and who did not go to Eretz Yisrael being Pogde Yisom. Alright, anyway. So, but Rav Zeira was chilek on Rav Yehuda, and Rav Zeira held that this halacha did not apply to the Golus Rishon. Or he says, I will be Rishonis, I mean, that the whole posik has reference to Rishonis. Alright, that's Rav Zeira. This is one memory. So one memory is, Domar Rav Yehuda Koleil and Mibobel Eretz Yisrael in the Bez. Then there is another Gemara, that Kuf Yudale, or Mudale. So, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Kishem she also rotes me Eretz Yisrael mibovel, kach also rotes mibovel lisharetz. Kach also rotes mibovel lisharetz. Kach also rotes mibovel lisharetz. In other words, that the first memory was Rav Yehuda's own memory, not Rav Yehuda Mishem Yishmuel. That also rotes mibovel Eretz Yisrael, she'ena bubalo yivou, vishamoyiyu. And the second memory is Rav Yehuda Mishei Dishmuel, that Kishem she also rotes mi bovel mi Eretz Yisrael mi bovel kach also rotes mi bovel lisharetz. So Rashi says kach also rotes mi bovel lifi sheyesham yeshiveis hamabitis teirotamit. So in other words, so that's another he says in Yisrael Rabbonon. So there is a special Issa the Rabbonon Bizman Chazal, of course it wouldn't apply today because today bovel is not in Mokim Torah. So, but Bisman Chazal, where Bovel was the Mokim Torah, so it was Osea to go out from Bovel to Sharaotis. So that's because Bovel is the Mokim Torah. Now, he doesn't say, Kach Osa Lotzis Mibovel Sharaotis, Ve Osa Lotzis Mibovel Eretz Yisrael, because Bisman Chazal saw, just as Bovel was the Mokim Torah, Eretz Yisrael was also the Mokim Torah. But vis-a-vis Sharaotis, let's say, Europe, so it was also Bisman Chazal to go out from Babel into Spain. There were Jews who left Babel and went to Spain or to France. Why? Because Babel was a Mokim Torah. So we see that there was a special Issa Rabbanon of going out from Babel in Sharon. Now, so then it follows only logically that if some Bisman Chazal, so just as Babel was a Mokim Torah, so Eretz Yisrael was a Mokim Torah. I mean, you had Amorim in Eretz Yisrael, you had Amorim in Babel. So you had two centers of Torah, two Mikimis Torah, Babel and Eretz Yisrael. So just as it is also to go out from Babel and Sharaotis, because Babel was a Mokim Torah, so if somebody walked out from Eretz Yisrael to Sharaotis, So besides the Yisr, or for Shalot Yisra'at Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, he was also able to have the same Yisr as Shalot Yisra'at Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. Why should Eretz Yisroel be Gehua? As in Mokim Torah, Ten Boda. But, when Eretz Yisroel, Lechutz Loretz, you don't have to resort to the fact that Eretz Yisroel was in Mokim Torah. And even if Eretz Yisroel had not been in Mokim Torah, you are still also to leave Eretz Yisroel. Because there is a special Yisr of Shalot Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. But besides the Yisr of Shalot Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, it was also to be Lotzis, Eretz Yisroel, Lechutz Loretz, because of the Yisr, because Eretz Yisroel is Mokim Torah. But if somebody, you see, that when the Gemara mentions that Ki Havim Lichter Abono Ma'adode Ve'ak Havim Lichter Mishim Shoros Olosis Mibobel Lechutz Loretz Lechutz Loretz, so the Gemara doesn't mention the Gemara mentions the Yisr of Osolosis Me'Arts Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, not the Yisr of Osolosis Me'Arts Yisroel, because Arts Yisroel is the Mokim Torah, because here the Rabbonon of Bovel were going towards Bovel, and Bovel was also Mokim Torah. So Bovel was the same kind of Mokim Torah as Arts Yisroel. So the Mele, if somebody, Bizman Chazal, would go from Arts Yisroel to Bovel, he would only be either the Yisr or Osolosis Me'Arts Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, not the Yisr of living in Mokim Torah, because Bovel was also Mokim Torah. Masha'inke, if someone left Bizman Chazal, Eretz Yisrael, to go to Europe, or to Mitzrayim, I mean, to non-Bovel, so then he would be able to Yisrael. First of all, the Nisar of Lot, so what is Eretz Yisrael, and then the same kind of Nisar, that one is able here when he leaves Bovel to go to Jarvis. So, this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat in the Ram. The Ram says that the first Devobako was Kopshuel Bok, so he can do just Eretz Yisroel too. And then the Ram says that according to Yerushalme, if somebody is Meicher and Evet Naim from Eretz Yisroel, let's say from Yerushalayim, to a Mester who lives in the first Devobako, even though it's Kopshuel Bobel, so it is, he's also Yerushalayim. So the question is why? Bishlo coming from Nechtam, from Nechtam. All right, so from Nechtam, from Nechtam depends upon proximity to the Ikaish. But Ligabi and Pnaimi, so why is proximity to the Yeshivas and to the Bati Dinim of importance? The answer is, it is of importance. Because how does Rashi explain? How does Rashi explain the Knas, Chachom, that Amecher Rav Lechutz Loretz Yisroelus? Because he was gearing to the Ebed that he should be able to Yisr of Osolot Yisroel Yisroel Yisroel. And there is an Yisr. But it appears from the Gemara in Soves that there is an Yisr to be Yetzei Mibovel Lechutz Loretz also. So Mele, when one is Yetzei Me'Arts Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, not Bovel, so he will be able to Yisr. One Yisr because of the Yisr of Osolot Yisroel Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, and the other Yisr because he is Yetzei Mimim Kintero to a normal Mikam Torah, like Yetzei Mibovel Lechutz Loretz. So this is what he says. So Uchdam Bin Ram Big Mori, Hamecher Avdei B'Yako Kimecher Bechutz Loretz Afilu Bechetzo Sheberat Yisroel Amri Nochei Mipnei Sheyikrivo Lechutz Loretz Mipnei Sheyikrivo Lechutz Loretz. So that means, since it was Rochek from the Yeshivas and what he did, so it was not a Mokim Torah, and there is a Nisa to be Yetzei Me'Arts Yisroel that is in Mokim Torah. So to any place that is not in Mokim Torah. So the first of Avako, on account of the fact that it was Rochik from the Yeshivas and what he did, so it was not in Mokim Torah, even though it had Bishas Eretz Yisroel. So Memele, so the Knas Chachomim applies, because for the same reason that the Chachomim counseled the Rodin, Mechir Avdu Lechutz Loretz, because he was given the Eved, he should be either the Yisr Rabbonon of Osolot Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. So here too, he was given the Eved, he should be either the Yisr Rabbonon of Osolot Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. Yes?
For example, what would be the difference
between that
kind of
Avdu
and any other place that's just inside the
borders?
Why not,
like,
any farther away than any other place along the, just walking inside the
border? So, any place that was not in Mokim Torah, so the first of Avdu, apparently, was not in Mokim Torah. And other cities that were closer, let's say, to Yerushalayim or to Tepere, where you had a Bezin, so were relatively Mokim Torah. So, but this Akko was not in Mokim Torah.
This is what the Rambam said. But then it will follow a big chiddush that Bizman Chazal, if an ordinary mother was mecher an eved, let's say to mecher an eved to an ordinary who lived, let's say, in Europe, in Tzrayim or in Europe, so then that was not in Mokim Torah, so then would also be Yitzchak. So let's finish this, I think, all the shaming on this. But the Akko, so I mean, is still, Akko is not so simple, Akko is very complicated. But that's the sugya of Zayin and Beis, not Akko. Now the Rambam Shite in Akko is very, very difficult. I don't know, I don't think I'll start this thesis, because it's a long thesis, so we should go over the connection of this thesis. So, first of all, you have to go over the Gemaras. The Gemara in Amichas Abayis, Shtakis HaYisrael Seimimus. The Gemara in Ketposhut, Tamid Shchim Rashi Yiddish Kol Mechosov. And the Gemara in Bolobastra, the Machlekes, where the Min Mishtashi Kosvi Tzor, the Kaimei, in Tzor, the Kaimei. And the Gemara in Bonitzie, of Motzi Shtashi in the Achayis. And then, also, certain cases, it's the same cases, but there are certain things the Tesis here doesn't mention, and Tesis in Bonancia mentions. Yes, the Tesis in Bonancia that you came on the base, the first Tesis. And also, to go over the Ram and the Reed. The Ram and the Reed, it's not on the first daf in the Ram, in the Rebbe. But it's the base on the grave. And the Mishnah of Hamele gives out the soil. So there is a long Ram, the Chosmo Bitesis, in the Rosh Hanayim on the Mishnah Boy Poram Nichse Chavere, up to Mai, in Yochel, in the Nechash. Up to the bottom part. And then the Chidushi HaRashbo. There is a long Rashbo. And that press it's on not that press it's on that test the Chidush HaRashba is on that test on that test there's a long Rashba and the paragraph that begins I maybe get me out of soil so there is a long Rashba in that so he mentions the Sheik of the Reed that Lutanim is really Pashtarau Boye and then he mentions the Rayas of the Reed Ahag of the Reed and then he starts refuting the Rayas, and one of the Rayas is, as why by get, we are not Cheshis when he's Zuyev. So then the Rashba says, Shana Hoched, Dino Mishim, Dino Akilubo, Viname, Shana Hoched, Loi, Magnini, the Baal, Mide, Lafkoi, Momene, Vishem, Lafkoi, Smomen, when Batsrechim, Miki, Yume, Shtore, Elohim, Bobi, Tainos, Bobi, and then he mentions a Din, Umamdi, Mofik, Tavre, Ashtore, Diasme, he mentions a certain din that is based upon the Gemara in Bolbasme. In other words, he mentions the question. Now, the Rashba here discusses whether Tanilum is Zuyef Nishtarau Goy or not. So then the Rashba discusses another question. Now, one question is whether Tanilum is Zuyef Nishtarau Goy. What does it mean, Tanilum is Zuyef Nishtarau Goy? Let's say, suppose Reuben lends Shimon $1,000. And Shimon gave Reuven Shtar Alvoy on $1,000. Then Shimon died. And then Reuven produces the Shtar Alvoy in the amount of $1,000 against the children of Shimon. Now, the children of Shimon, if Shimon had been alive, so he would know what the time. Either he would be made that it's not Mizuyev, or he would say it's Mizuyev. If he would say it's Mizuyev, so then Reuven couldn't collect from Shimon. But he produces the shtar against Shimon's children, and Shimon's children, they don't know whether it was forged, it was not forged. So the shita of the Ri is that the true Tanina Mizuyev, because Mizuyev is, even though there is a loch of Tanina, all the times that the father could have presented had he been alive. So Besdin presents them on behalf, sets up those times on behalf of the children, because of Psach Pichol Yilem. But Mizuyev is a Nilsen Leishrichet. So there is no Aloch of Psach Pichol Yilem in connection with something that is Leishrich. So Mimele Dari says that if Reuven would produce Ishtar Alvoye against the children of Shimon, and the children don't know anything, whether it is Mizuyev, not Mizuyev, so then Ruvei Vezin would have to collect, follow me. Because it's a new Sedeloishvich. It's a new Sedeloishvich. So that's the issue. And then the other Rishayim Rachelik. And one of the Rayas of the Ri is our Gemara. Because our Mishnah says, Hamidi get the Artis Royal and Tzor Sheimel from Lechtam from Lechtam. So, only in Yishal Avere. And who zero? The Baal zero. But if the, as long as the Baal does not contest it, so then the Ishe will get a heter from Bezdin to get married. But why aren't we Cheshish? Maybe the get was forged? So he chose that as long as there is no evil, we don't have to be afraid maybe it was forged. Because it's a mutual shriche in forgery. It's a mutual shriche. So there's so Mele the Ri says by Shtar Alvoye too. So it's a mutual shriche. So if Rubin produces a Shtar Alvoye against the Yoshi, or Shimon, or against the Rikuches of Shimon, or against Shimon Shoy Bifonov, let's say Shimon is overseas, so Mele, Ubezdin is not the Mizu. And the other Shayni Machelik. And we say that by moment we are Tehi Mizuyev. That says Mishit also. And Tehi says, why is it by get we are not Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuyev? Because Mishit Mugune Akul Rabbi. Alright, so the Rajba discusses it. Then the Rajba discusses another question. Suppose, now let's assume that in connection with Shtar Alvoye, so Bez Nis Tehi Mizuyev. But suppose Ruben lent $1,000 to Shimon. Ruben lent $1,000 to Shimon. And Shimon didn't die. Ruben died, the Malve died. And he has Yoshi. So then the Yoshi, the Yisraelim of the Malve, produced the Shtar against Shimon. Shimon is alive, but the Malve is not alive. And the Yisraelim, the Yoshi of the Malve, produced the Shtar Alvoye against Shimon. And the Shtar Alvoye is Mikuyev. The Shtar Alvoye is Mikuyev. There is no problem with the Shtar Alvoye. But the Shimon who is alive, produces Shimon who is alive, so produces a shaver, a receipt. So from allegedly, it was from Ruben. Now, from Ruben. So the question is, will Bezdin retain, and the Shaver is not Mizuyev. So the question is, will Bezdin retain Mizuyev that the Shaver is Mizuyev? If Bezdin will retain that the Shaver is Mizuyev, so that means that Shimon does not have any, any Shaver, if it's Mizuyev. If it does not have any Shaver, so then the Yoshi of Ruben will be able to collect from Shimon. So that's the shayla that the Rashba discusses. So he mentions a certain Gemara in Bava Basra. So we shouldn't go when Gemara in Bava Basra that time. All right, let's go.